TD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. Albertsons Companies has voluntarily recalled 5 store-made deli items supplied by Fresh Creative Foods that have been sold in multiple states, including New Mexico. The recalled items had bowtie pasta ingredient made by Nate's Fine Foods. Officials said that there was an ingredient recall for possible listeria contamination. Customers who purchased the items are asked to throw them away or return them to a local store for a full refund. The FDA said people should sanitize any surfaces or containers that may have come into contact with the products. And state lawmakers, doctors, and attorneys gathered in Sandoval County ahead of this week's special session to talk about reforming the 2021 Medical Malpractice Act that increased the cap on how much patients can sue doctors and hospitals for, up to $750,000 or $6 million, respectively. New Mexico is a highly litigious state and has 3 times as many medical malpractice cases per physician per capita than any other state. It's also hemorrhaging doctors and is facing a healthcare worker shortage. State lawmakers said New Mexico isn't doing what it can to keep doctors here, so the New Mexico Senate Republican Caucus are rallying to include medical malpractice reform in this week's debate at the Roundhouse. Republicans also talked about allowing interstate medical worker compacts to try to fix New Mexico's healthcare worker shortage. Senator Ant Thornton of Sandia Park said, quote, "We need to change that law, and that's what I'm hoping we can do, hopefully in the next session that comes up, maybe even in this special session that happens this week." And some Senate Democrats say they would like to increase the state's fuel tax to pay for roadway projects. Currently, the fuel tax is 18.88 cents per gallon, of which 13 cents goes to the state's road department. And New Mexico's roads rank poorly overall, as the state has among the highest rate of traffic fatalities in the country and the highest rate of pedestrian fatalities in the country. The measure is not likely to make the agenda for the special session starting Wednesday, but could be presented in January. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.